So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 away win at Barton Rovers. Davo, I suppose you must be thinking this is probably one of your best grounds at the moment.
It is, yeah. You know, following on from last year's sort of freak result, we knew it wasn't going to be anything like that today. They've recruited well in the summer. They've got some fantastic players, and I think a few people are tipping them to do well. So, bearing in mind that, to come here, first game of the season, without, you know, what I consider the best goalkeeper in the league in Pricey, who's away, without Rob Carr, without Mark Watkins, who were both suspended. Fantastic, really, and the performance was, I thought the performance was really good. We showed lots of sort of different facets of our game today. And yeah, I can't be more happy than what we've done.
Yeah, and fair to say, I think the first sort of 10 or 15 minutes, Barton came out strong. Their shape caused you a bit of a problem. And then you made that little change, changing your system, changing shape, and then not so long after that you scored, and then the game sort of evened itself out a little bit after that in the first half.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, first 15 minutes, like you say, they were playing a formation that caused us one or two problems. So we changed to our sort of alternate way that we like to play, and paid off straight away. We closed off the little problems that was causing us to the eight, and who was in the hole dropping off, causing us a few problems. Got someone a bit closer to him, and freed up a bit more space in the midfield, and we started to really dictate the game. I thought we got the goal, good counter attack, you know, and our right back pops up on the edge of the box. Dan Williamson jinks past the player, strikes across goal, great finish, fantastic goal, you know, and that just shows the way we like to play. Our fullbacks, even away from home, get as high as that, and he, you know, done brilliant for the goal, so that was excellent. And then, really, we should have gone. I thought we should have been 3 or 4 up at half time off the back of that. You know, we had Taylor put a great ball across, which Chalky was in, like, millimetres away from polishing off a great goal. I had the shot from range, which the keeper made a great save. And from the resulting corner, we should have scored from that. And then it came back to me, crossed it back in, we should have scored. You know, there was sort of. It was just a, you know, some electric play from us, really, going forward. We had to defend at times. Like I said, they, you know, they had some good bits of play, and they penned us in at times in the first half. But in terms of who looked dangerous and who looked like they were going to score goals, it was us. I mean, I thought all of our players going forward looked lively. Simba breaking from midfield looked ever so lively. Yeah, just a good day for us, really.
And you must have gone in at half-time fairly pleased. I can't say very pleased because it's only half the game, but... fairly pleased that you'd done a job in the first half, and hoping that you'd come out in the second half and do a very similar job. And to get that very early goal in the second half must have made a massive difference to you.
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of, you know, in a way disappointed at half time because I thought we should have had more than a goal lead. But, you know, you can't be disappointed away from home against a decent side. Long journey, took us a long time to get here, you know, come out of the traps really well and got the goal, and we were ahead. As I said, we should have been a few more up, so that was the only disappointment. But then to come out second half and get a goal, Rossi had it, dropped the ball over the top, Chalky, he was miles onside, they thought he was offside, I don't know what happened, but, you know, the lads said he was miles onside, and he's ran through, clinically finished, you know, it's not as easy, they're not as easy as they look. Went round the goalie and composed and slotted it away to give us a 2-goal lead, and you thought, you know, we can go on from here. But, you know, that's not to be. It's sort of Fleetway, we don't make life easy for ourselves. And they scored from a penalty, which I got to be honest, it was a bad decision. But poor defending to let the lad in, really. They got through our centre of our sort of middle of our midfield, and also the back two. And Deese has come out, ball's gone about 15 yards away, and he's given a penalty. It was a dodgy decision, but you know, these things happen, and got them back in the game straight away. And you think, you know, what sort of character have you got, them boys? And to be fair, I didn't think they really looked like scoring after that. I don't think Deese had a lot to do. He made one or two sort of comfortable saves, you know, straight at his body. And we looked the ones probably who were going to break away and get another goal. We didn't do that, and it looked like we were sort of going to coast to a nice little victory. And then right at the last minute, they had their best chance of the game. Cross come in, big lad has come on, big striker, good player, Blackett has come on and headed it, and Deese has made an absolutely brilliant save, you know, tipped one over the bar, which, you know, credit to him. He's a good lad. We've got him on loan, or dual reds rather, from Forley, and he settled in well. The lads really like him, and, you know, he's a brilliant foil for Pricey. So good for him. It's his debut at Southern League level, and he looked the part. So massive credit to him. But, you know, let's not just dwell on the fact he's made a good save, because that makes it look like it was you know, fortunate for us to win. We deserve to win. There's no doubt about it, in my opinion.
You say the save. The save was a great save from him at the end. But you're probably right after their penalty in the way that for a large part of that second half, maybe half an hour of it, it was end-to-end, but really without having any major chances at either end. They certainly didn't create anything that looked like a clear-cut opportunity. And to be honest, even though you looked quite quick going forward and quite pacey, you still didn't seem as though you created anything clear cut in that second half either.
Yeah, I agree. There wasn't a lot of chances, but are we the ones most supposed to create chances? We're 2-1 up. We're away from home. You know, we were more than a match for them. You know, it wasn't like we were under the cosh at any point. Like you said, it was end to end, but they didn't really get through us, and until that very last thing. So that last header. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying. It was a sort of stalemate second half. And you know, well, after the two goals that happened, but you know, we take that, wouldn't we?
And the two lads that came on, obviously, subs play such an important role in the game. And I think sometimes they get overlooked. And they both came on. They both put in a huge amount of work rate, and both took on their responsibilities.
Yeah, they did. You know, we've got options. We've got a good squad, a good group of players. You know, they all get on well with each other, and you know, I think. You know, it's not to say that Barton didn't get on well, but you know, you look at teams and they all seem like they're arguing with each other, and we play, and every team we play seems to be like that, and we, you know, they all get on really, really well, and we know that they're all going to play a part. The two lads, or the three lads, was it three? Yeah, three. We only got the two subs on. The three lads who didn't get on, you know, they're doing their running afterwards, and they're pleased as punch for us to get the performance and get the win, even though it probably means that you keep the similar side the following week. But they're still so happy for us. And you know, as I said, we've got three or four others that weren't there. They're all on the sort of WhatsApp group chatting to each other and saying, well done. And it's brilliant, really. And you know, we've got a great atmosphere. one result doesn't make a season. As I've said on the way up to a few people, you know, if we lose today but we play OK, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're going to get better as the season wears on. So, you know, one win isn't going to make us world beaters, but equally it's a great start for the season for us. First win away from home on the first game, you can't ask for more.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think, what was it, last season, about 13 games, away games, before you ended up picking up certainly a win, but many points away from home at all. So, as you say, I know it's only one win, and I know it's only one game, but you can't ask for a better start, really, away from home. No. Against a team that are looking for probably playoffs.
No, you can't. Yeah, spot on. I mean, we're really pleased with it. The lads are buzzing with it. You know, they've got a long old journey home now, and we prepare for our next game, which is against Uxbridge. I think I just heard that they lost, so they'll be gunning to try and get their first points on the board. So that'll be no doubt tough. They're always a big, you know, strong, well organised outfit, and yeah, we'll be ready for that. But for now, let's just enjoy the win, and all the hard work of pre-season's paid off for the good win for us.
And any final thoughts on Barton for the season?
I wish them good luck. You know, they've got a new manager who's managed at, you know, a good level, and I'm no doubt that they'll do well. You know, like I said, they've got some good players. They've got an embarrassment of riches of quality that they've got, and options to bring on, and I've no doubt that they'll get them pushing up the table, and I'm sure when we play them for the rematch, they'll be well up there.
Well, congratulations on the win today, and best of luck for